Your fold saw in you a yardstick of faith, a model of humility, the teacher of abstinence, revealing the truth. You, therefore, gained the sublime by humility and wealth by poverty. O Father and Hierarch Nicholas, intercede with Christ our God, that our souls may be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. In Myra, O Saint, you proved yourself to be a true priest, for you fulfilled the gospel of Christ. O Holy One, you offered your own life for the sake of your people, and you saved the innocent from death. Wherefore, you were sanctified as a great recipient of God's grace.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 28th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 17:12-19. Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Holy Gospel for today serves as a recurring reminder of the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith of the leper made him well. With the mercy and grace of God, faith can restore each of us to spiritual wellness. Faith can help each of us deal with physical afflictions. A second, and no less important, today's gospel lesson is the expression of appreciation by the healed leper. 10 lepers were cleansed. Only one returned to acknowledge the goodness of God in his life. Our life comes from God. All that we have comes from God. In every condition we find ourselves, there is reason to thank God. The Holy Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians centuries ago saying, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks to God focuses our attention on God and divine actions in our lives. Giving thanks to God causes us to look beyond ourselves to the presence of the divine. Giving thanks to God puts our life in the proper perspective. Each person is important to God. Each life is God created and God sustained. We find our definition and place in life in our relationship with God. God answers our prayers and clarifies our existence. God gives guidance and direction for our actions. Commenting on this morning's gospel, Blessed Theophylact said, "Nothing prevents a person from living in a pleasing manner to God if only he has a good will and disposition. God is ever the source of encouragement and hope." 9 out of 10 lepers healed did not take time to thank God. They went on their way. The 9 were Israelites who did not confess the incarnate and crucified Lord of glory, It was the Samaritan whose actions expressed the greatness of God's love. How often do we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the pain experienced on the cross in our behalf? How often do we thank God for the renewed opportunities to set our lives in order? How often are we thankful for the protection God provides in our lives? The grateful Samaritan is an abiding example. He fell down at Jesus' feet in an act of appreciation and humility. A powerful message is contained in this act of prostration. Saint Cyril of Alexandria said that no one pitied the lepers in their condition. Only Jesus Christ, who appeared on the earth for this very reason, was moved to compassion. Jesus Christ came to show pity unto all. The worth of each ill person is reaffirmed in today's gospel. The power of prayer is confirmed in this gospel. All 10 raised their voice in prayer. All 10 were healed. The prayer was a simple one. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. This prayer can be repeated throughout each day and throughout our lives. This prayer can lift us from conditions of despair and discouragement. This prayer can be our companion throughout life. The Holy Gospel is read at each divine liturgy to nourish our souls and to edify our minds. Each Gospel reading carries a message to unite our lives with the Lord Jesus Christ and to propel us to action. Thanksgiving and healing and the worth of each individual emanate as lessons from this Gospel message. God is good to us beyond our ability to fully comprehend. God is good to us beyond our ability to be fully appreciative in return. God offers a wholeness and completeness to life, for in Him we live and move, and we have our being. All of our actions should emanate from our unity with God. All of our hopes and aspirations should be consistent with the message of the Holy Gospel. Leprosy is not an illness common to life in this community. Illness of the soul, sinfulness, is common to each person. Turning to the Lord Jesus Christ is the direction necessary to combat sin and restore the faith professed at holy baptism. In the community of Christ, in the church, spiritual health is within the reach of the believer. The present gospel witnesses to the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the responsibility and the opportunity to seek healing from Christ. May we ever be grateful for the goodness of God and always express our appreciation and indebtedness to Him. Thank you. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Sermon Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Morris, Pennsylvania. Its Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofont is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Sermon Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.